give some hope.
Can we pray for Advaita Acharya's mercy? You may be able to speak of something about his characteristics. His characteristics is, his Advaita means he's non-different from the Lord. It's explained here in this chapter. And Acharya, he's the teacher of pure devotional service. So that's what becomes Advaita Acharya. He's the non-different from the Lord who teaches the message of pure devotional service. And that's text 2, and you can repeat after me. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
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 Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur
All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will just read the translations here. Let's try to getting something right that way. In five verses, I mean, this is Krishna Das Kaviraj writing. He's writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj is blessed by Lord Nityananda, blessed that if he goes to Vrindavan, all good will come to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already disappeared, but he goes to Vrindavan. And there he gets the association of the Goswamis and Raghunath Das Goswami. And he hears, and then as an old age, 90 years or something, he writes down the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he writes, first he writes, he explains the importance of the Guru, and then he writes about the glories of, there's six verses about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another five verses, let's see, five verses. So some verses about Nityananda Prabhu, and then there's two verses about Advaita Acharya. So this is the writing of Krishna Das Kaviraj, and this is like our main book as Gaudiya Vaishnavas that we, as I say, take guidance from or information from. Okay. Then in the following two verses, so in five verses I've described the principles of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following two verses I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. And then that the following two verses goes like this. Mahavishnu jagat karta mayaya yasrijatyada tasyavatare vayam Advaita Acharya Ishvaraha. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam harinadvaitat acharyam bhakti samsanat bhaktavatari shantam advaita acharyam asrayam. Because he's non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he's called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he's called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee, and therefore take shelter of him. And I'll read Advaita Acharya Gosani Sakshatishvara Janhara Mahimana Hedivera Gochara. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu performs all functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited form. Okay, Jai Sri Panchatattvaki. In which he enters each and every universe. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha and is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that Purusha. That is plenary, this word plenary, plenary part. Plenary means, as far as I understand, complete. Just like we had our open space meetings. We have small meetings, and then you have a plenary meeting, then when everyone comes together, then everyone is included. Otherwise, you have something that's a part, but here it's like a plenary part, he is a complete part of that Purusha, of Mahavishnu. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, with whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious to the world, for he is the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. His characteristics, activities and name are always auspicious. Mahavishnu creates the entire material world with millions of his parts, energies and incarnations. Just as external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause, nimitta, and the material cause, upadan, maya being the efficient cause and pradan the material cause, so Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes two forms to create the material world with efficient and material causes. Okay, efficient, I take it like the remote cause and then the practical cause here. But the practical force, the matter, let's say, do not act without the efficient cause, the initiator, so to say. There's a long purpose to that that I recommend that you read in your spare time. There's a lot of philosophy to be contemplated and thought about. Lord Vishnu is the efficient cause of the material world, and Narayan in the form of Sri Advaita is the material cause. That's nimitta, the efficient, and material cause, upadan. Lord Vishnu in his efficient aspect glances over the material energy, and Sri Advaita as material cause creates the material world. Although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the world never arises from dead matter. The Lord infuses the material ingredient with his own creative potency. Then, by the power of the Lord, creation takes place. In the form of Advaita, he infuses the material ingredients with creative energy. Therefore, Advaita is the original cause of creation. Sri Advaita Acharya is the creator of millions and millions of universes, and by his expansions as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he maintains each and every universe. Sri Advaita is the principal limb, Anga of Narayan. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of limb, Anga, as a plenary portion, Amsa, of the Lord. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father Narayan? Narayana refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. Absolute, they are absolute and not a creation of Maya. This verse describes that the limbs and plenary portions of the Lord are all spiritual. They have no relationship with the material entity. Why has Sri Advaita been called a limb and not a part? The reason is that limb implies greater intimacy. Sri Advaita, who is the reservoir of virtues, is the main limb. It's like an arm or leg or something. Main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with that Lord. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descends to introduce the path of bhakti. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna bhakti. He explained Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. So there we have it. Okay, so Advaita, not different from the Lord, is that Supreme Lord from whom everything is coming. He is the part, intimate part of the Mahavishnu. But now he is also the Acharya, the teacher, who from that position and then enters into this universe to teach. He is the spiritual master of all devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya ki jai. And he is residing here at Tambik's court. Personal way. And here at Tambik's court, he has kind of a youthful look. Because sometimes he has a beard. The concept is that the old man, because he was when Lord Chaitanya took spread, I think he said 50 years, something like 50. He was an old man, he was 50 years old. I got a little bit older now, I'm 60. You think 60 years old, then they're really, you know, somewhere far away, we thought some years ago. Okay, he was 50 when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his birth. We say somewhere there. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grows up and takes sannyas. So he takes sannyas when he's 24. So then Advaita Acharya is 74. So the way is that we usually depict him with a beard, white hair. Well, he has white hair here also. You may not have noticed, but white.
Gray.
But what is that? Did he put on? Does he have his gray wig on?
Yes.
Okay, good. So he. But he has no beard here, so he looks a little bit young. So there's no problem with that, because he's eternal youth. He's not of this material world. why does he need a beard? He's an eternally youthful personality. Okay, let's see. Then there's another name for him. Since the limb or part of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, he also bears the name Kamalaksha. So I think Kamalaksha means actually lotus-eyed, or something like that. So one says he is lotus-eyed, Advaita Acharya is lotus-eyed, but he is also a limb or part of the lotus, as they said, lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, that of whom he is the plenary portion is also lotus-eyed. I think they're all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in all its different forms is lotus-eyed, as far as I know. But this is the name, Kamalaksha. We keep that in our mind. Continuing here. His associates have the same bodily features as the Lord. They all have four arms and a dress and yellow garments like Narayan. Well, we are not yet qualified. Associating that way. We by associating with Advaita Acharya, so we may end up like that. Today we are in Advaita Acharya moods. We follow Advaita Acharya and we're going to enter in his eternal pastimes. Because some may want to enter into Krishna Leela, and then it's sufficient with two arms. Because in the spiritual world, you know, nothing is so flexible. If things are not so, I would have to say I'm inflexible, as in this, well, you know, if you have two arms, you have two arms here. Maybe you have four arms and you can cut off two arms, amputate two arms and get two arms left. But basically we're quite stuck. But in the spiritual world, as far as I understand, I imagine, is my feeling, my sense for it, it's kind of dynamic. So depending on the mood and the service, different, whatever, capacities or characteristics may develop. Sri Advaita Acharya is a principal limb of the Supreme Lord. His truth, names and attributes are all wonderful. He worshipped Krishna with tulasi leaves and water of Ganga of the Ganges and called for him in a loud voice. Thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on earth, accompanied by his personal associates. It is through him, Advaita Acharya, that Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement, and through him that he delivered the world. The glory and attributes of Advaita Acharya are unlimited. How can the insignificant living entities fathom them? Sri Advaita Acharya is a principal limb of Lord Chaitanya. Another limb of the Lord is Nityananda Prabhu. But here we go back to that's Advaita Acharya. Okay, so he's contemporary with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appears before, 50 years earlier. He has his pastimes, he is a wonderful personality. Kamalaksha, lotus eyed, he's the same part. And he has his two wives, Sita and Sridevi. And he has all wonderful qualities, sometimes manifest four arms, it's described in this other book here I have. Of course, in there it's also mentioned that he is Mahavishnu, combined form of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. And then here in this chapter, Sadashiva is also mentioned, but it's not so clearly indicated he's been a part of that. But that's, we don't have to worry about. But the point is that he, who is the Supreme Lord, or a plenary portion, a part of a complete manifestation of the Supreme Lord, thinks that this Kali Yuga is too much. You know, how can you deliver anyone in this? You know, it's hopeless. Maybe a bit closer. It's quite hopeless, you know. Here, after so many years and still, you know, we are just so few devotees here in this temple room, and we may lament, you know, what is going on? So, of course, Advaita Acharya, in one sense, he thought it was hopeless. And that was that time, good 500 years ago, in Navadvipa, where we think people were much more pious than they are now. Maybe they were pious, but they were still very materialistic. Using religion for a materialistic purpose. so we in a sense we have that people are not, they're just materialistic, they're not even pious, they're not even using the religion for materialistic purpose. I don't know what is better or worse. But then so anybody what to do? So that is the interesting point in that he concludes. So we may say, okay, let's get out and fight there. Of course, he does fight, he does preach, he does go on with his devotional activities. But he concludes, you know, what can I do? Okay, he doesn't do nothing, he does something, but he still thinks, what can I do? I mean, my activity is incomplete, so we can also say, well, what can we do? We try to do what we can, but it may feel that it's insufficient. Or, you know, this is too big, too much maya. Too much hamburgers and TVs and whatever, all kind of things going on. But he concludes then that he should call for the Lord to come. The Lord himself has to come. So then, and then how to make the Lord come, that is very interesting, you know. Making big sacrifice of what? No, he just sits down on the bank of the Ganges. At least he uses that. It tools the leaves of the Ganges water, worship his Shalagam Shila, and calls for the Lord. He says this with a loud voice. I could hear Advaita Charya calling. No, Advaita Charya is worshipping. I don't know how it exactly looked like, but it said he called with a loud voice. And that's his loud voice. Okay, then we may put in a loudness in our voice, but it may not only be the loudness of the voice that calls the present, the Lord present. I mean, that's also the devotion, the bhakti, the purity, we can say the purity of intent, or the clarity of intent. I want, Lord, please appear. So that way we can also, we don't really have to do anything different. We may just have to make sure that our intent is clear. And then we can say that. Okay, chant, so today we're worshipping Advaita Acharya, so we can ask for his mercy that our intent can be clear. Okay, Krishna, please appear. So of course, we may want him to appear in his two-armed form, or four-arm, whatever he wants. And do the job for us, but usually he doesn't do the job, but he engages us. But the point is that the Lord also make the Lord present in his holy name. So we enter chanting the holy name. So then one can pray to the Lord, please be present in your name. Or we are worshipping you, please be worshipping. The worship is in a way, is a please, plead. It's a plead to him to please be present. One thing, we have the deities. Of course, the deities are here, and sometimes we know deities are talking, and they are sometimes even walking, but that's more exceptional. And they're appearing in dreams, we've heard, even here. So things they can communicate with the devotees. But in a way, the devotees, the dream, or the presence of the Lord in one sense manifests. Okay, kids, get out and close the door. Okay, so, okay, so they're also parts and parcel of Krishna, okay. Krishna. Yeah, the presence of the Lord. And in one sense, the Lord agrees to be present due to the devotion of the devotees. And may the Lord, in one sense, be present in any case, but it's also a little bit in a response to the devotee, a little bit, to some in a high degree, in response to the devotee's devotion, the Lord agrees to be present. Just like, of course, we can think of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in Mayapur, how is that called? Rajpur, I think Rajpur. We have there is this temple there, and there is these Jagannath deities. And you know, they were, I don't know what, they were disappearing into termite or some mound. They were lost. And they were being worshipped for a while and then lost, and then they kind of manifest in a dream of the devotee. Of course, in a dream of a devotee. So here we're here, please take care of us. And they also appear in a dream, I think, who was that? Some dream with one of our pujaris, you know, they were kind of walking over to what Iskot Mandir said, the pujaris said, where are you going? Well, you know, there's not much prasadam here, you don't know what to do. Iskot Mandir, in any case, it becomes a part of the Iskot worship. But the Lord reciprocates with the devotees. The Lord reciprocates with the devotee's devotion, we could say, in one sense. So when there's devotion, the Lord will reciprocate in one way or another. So one way we can invite the Lord to be present, or our devotion inspires the Lord to be present. So when we want the Lord to be present. So we may think, oh, he should come walking in here, you know, in his blue form and a yellow dhoti. Wouldn't it be nice? Let's see what happens. With a flute, blue, and, you know, with a turban and a peacock feather and like that. you should be present in that way, you know. And then she said, yes, I'm Krishna. You should use manifest this universal form and, you know, make everything happy and wonderful. So yeah, you can do that, but then also, but another way is just simply like when there's nice kirtan, bhajan, worship and so on, the Lord is present, and then we feel, oh, that was a nice kirtan, that was a nice bhajan, that was a nice festival, that was a nice feast. Or maybe the pujari worships the pujari worship the deities, and the devotees come there, they come there and take darshan, as you see, and say, oh, nice. They become inspired in the devotion as they see their Lord's form, beautiful form, decorated and worshipped by the pujari. So in that way the Lord manifests himself a little bit, in some way, as a response to the devotion of the devotees. So here we have Advaita Acharya, he really makes it. His devotional calling, he actually makes the Lord appear in his form, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on earth, accompanied by a personal associate. So we may think, oh, we want the Lord to be present, but who are we? No, we can invite him to be present, and he can be, and he will be present. So we have to like catch the point that he is present, even though it's not in the way that we you know, in a mundane way he should be. Hey kids, you have to go out and close the door. You're disturbing the lecture. Okay. These disturbing kids, typical. they're not sneaking in. Okay, I'm seeing you. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then Advaita Acharya, he worships the Lord. He worships the Lord with Ganges water and tulsi leaves and dog calling. And then, I don't know what happened. The Lord appears. There is a description in this other book I have here. That's giving the description. There's worshipping, but then it tulsi leaves, and then I think puts also some flowers. But then he puts the flowers in the Ganges, and then these flowers, instead of floating with the water down, they go counterstream upwards in the Ganges. And then he kind of follows it, and he comes, and there you find Mother Sachidevi taking bath in the Ganges water, and these flowers is coming and kind of sticking to her, and she thinks, what is this? Inauspicious. Eventually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes his birth or makes his appearance, and then we know Advaita Acharya is like aware of that. It's a full moon, and he is. There's a lunar eclipse that seems inauspicious, but the auspicious thing with that is that the chanting of the holy name is heard, because everyone goes down to the Ganges to chant the holy name of the Lord to counteract the effects. So that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes his appearance with an accompaniment. Okay. Accompanied, they want to see, find the terms. Accompanied by, he's appearing with accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. Okay, that's the Lord. So then the Lord Advaita Acharya sees how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking his birth. He knows, he's praying for him to come. He sees his come, he sees indication coming, he actually sees his coming, and we know in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described how his wife Sita Thakurani is going there to see, greet the child, and, you know, bless the child, and then Advaita Acharya also can follow. And then in this book here it said that he actually opens a school in Navadvip in order to kind of, you know, in that school he's preaching devotional service and other things. But then it's like waiting to see, you know, when will that Lord come? Where is he coming? When is he coming? How? With his looking, keeping his eyes open. Who is it going to be? Okay, so then Advaita Acharya sees these kids. And then we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a naughty child in his childhood, causes disturbance for the brahmanas, and then becomes a puffed up, learned young boy who works around and, you know, preaches and argues and is logician and argues with the Vaishnavas and makes life tough for them. Why, I don't know what, why are you worshipping this or that, and having arguments and creating a real difficulty, no, real and real, not a real difficulty, in one sense. Then the Vaishnavas thinks that if just this Nimai Pandit could become a devotee, oh my, he's so learned, but oh, he's too much. But no, if he become a devotee, how nice. Of course, then eventually, so he ends up, so to say, the Lord, what we read, we discussed this morning, being Bhakta Rupa, the form of devotion. He is a form of devotion that sent first manifest in a more like a scholarly logician, proud scholar, young man, so proud of his intellect and his intellectual capacity, he actually turns to a devotee. And then everyone is, all the devotees is very happy, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on. So Advaita Acharya there is there, so you can see all this happening. And then actually Advaita Acharya goes on to live, to follow, or like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas. I mean, this terrible incident of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. And then Advaita, we know that, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to go to Vrindavan, yes. He is completely lost in his mind. Vrindavan, I want to go to Vrindavan. Where is Yamuna? Where is Govardhan? And then he goes off there. And then they make this plan. They bring him, so he walks around a couple of days. And then it's Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. In one way, they're good friends, but as good friends, sometimes they quarrel. Calling each other, you know, who are you? Avaduta, you don't know who you are. And you, what are you, Smarta Brahmana? You know, having arguments in various ways. But there's also this when they like make a plot. How to bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is that? Is that Shantipur? Where is it? Advaita Acharya is staying, I think. That's Shantipur. Okay, Shantipur. So then they make, you know, bring him to the Ganges there, and they come and pick him up. They make him have a bath, and I come with new clothes for him, and we take him over the Ganges and bring him. And then his mother can see him a last time. So okay, so there is Advaita Acharya. So we know then there is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going, in his mind is going to Vrindavan, and then it's Ananda Prabhu guiding him and thinking, oh, just look, here's Yamuna, take your bath. Okay, yes, Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next, as he goes into the Ganges, takes his bath, and then there comes a boat with Advaita Acharya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? In any case, he said, this is Yamuna, what are you doing? And he's figuring out that he's been cheating. then there's an explanation. No, actually it's Yamuna you've entered, because because of Yamuna, whatever. No, you know, by Alabab, there's the Kumbh Mela, okay? There's the three many. Then the Saraswati, the Emperor Invisible, and then there's Ganges coming in, there's the Yamuna coming in. Yamuna is coming like from the southern side, and the Ganges from the northern side, or something. They're going together like that. But then, actually, the Yamuna is entering from that side, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking his bath from the side where the Yamuna river. Close in. So they explain, so actually it was Yamuna, okay? any case, so that way Advaita Acharya could follow the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, Lord Advaita Acharya state has verse understood beyond the limit of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, and now the children is indicating that it's time for theater. Okay, thank you for listening, thank you for coming, and now we'll see another, let's see, what was the pasta? I'm not going to say that. They are there to say it's a wonderful pasta. It must be a wonderful pasta with Advaita Acharya. Yes, something with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, we will see you. What? I don't say anything. Okay, we end here so that the program can continue. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Advaita Acharya ki jai.
His Holiness, Sri Krishna Maharaj ki jai.